First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the collapse of the industrial age. Next, the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the collapse of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, The Daily Impact. If you want a good scare this weekend, forget about seeing the Pacific Rim movie. Curl up instead with the latest report from the U.S. Department of Energy. It is truly terrifying. All the more so because it comes from a government department long regarded as a cheerleader for big oil, big coal, and big power. Now, however, this report puts them all, and us, on notice. The energy infrastructure of the United States and the world is now under relentless attack, for which it is not prepared. The attacks not only are going to continue, but are going to increase in frequency and severity for the foreseeable future. The enemy is climate change. The thesis is even more remarkable when you reflect that the DOE is funded by a Congress 47% of whose members and 75% of whose leaders declare they do not believe in climate change. Nevertheless, here's how the report begins, and I quote, "Since the start of the 20th century, average annual temperatures across the contiguous United States have increased approximately 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit. Recent weather conditions are no exception to this trend. July 2012 was the hottest month in the United States since record-keeping began in 1895, and 2012 was the warmest year overall, marked by historic high temperatures and droughts, above-average wildfires, multiple intense storms that disrupted power to millions, and multiple extreme heat waves. More than 60% of the country experienced drought during the summer of 2012, including some areas of exceptional drought. These trends, which are expected to continue, could restrict the supply of secure, sustainable, and affordable energy, critical to the nation's economic growth." That's the words of the Department of Energy. By economic growth, of course, they mean survival. More on weasel words later. The report is blistering in its honesty about what has already happened and what is likely to happen. Consider just a partial list of events that have occurred in just the past year. The report includes 10 years of these events. February 2013, 660,000 customers lost power across 8 states, across the Northeast, affected by a winter storm bringing snow, heavy winds, and coastal flooding, and resulting in significant damage to the electric transmission system. October 2012, ports and power plants in the Northeast, as well as oil refineries, fuel pipelines, and petroleum terminals, were either damaged or experienced shutdowns as a result of Hurricane Sandy. More than 8 million customers lost power in 21 states. August 2012, Dominion Resources Millstone Nuclear Power Station in Connecticut shut down one reactor because the temperature of the intake cooling water withdrawn from Long Island Sound was too high and exceeded technical specifications of the reactor. July 2012, 4 coal-fired power plants and 4 nuclear power plants in Illinois requested permission to exceed their permitted water temperature discharge levels because the temperature of their cooling water pond is regulated to prevent adverse ecological impacts, by which they mean killing everything in the river. July 2012, in the midst of one of the worst droughts in American history, certain companies that extract natural gas and oil via hydraulic fracturing faced higher water costs or were denied access to water for 6 weeks or more in several states, including Kansas, Texas, Pennsylvania, and North Dakota. June 2012, 3 million people and businesses lost power due to the complex of thunderstorms coupled with strong winds, also known as a derecho, that swept across the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic coast. In addition, damage to water filtration facilities in Maryland caused the imposition of water restrictions. Well, there are plenty of weasel words in the report, of course. For example, it avers that there are good things about climate change. There are good things as well as bad things. How many good things? Well, two. What are they? I swear I'm not making this up. Good thing number one is that in some places winters will be warmer and thus require less energy for heat. In other places, of course, winters will be colder. The idea that every place is getting uniformly warmer is uninformed. Good thing number two, we might get more oil out of an ice-free Arctic Ocean. Honest, that's what they said. But it's not hard to see through the weasel words and see clearly visualized in this report from our government a grim, dystopian future that is advancing rapidly upon us, for which no one is ready or getting ready. To keep up with the ways our industrial age is falling apart, subscribe to dailyimpact.net or to this podcast. You can get the paperback second edition of the book Race for Impact on our website or at amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, Race for Impact.